Welcome back to Magnetic North and the duck days of summer. Since last I recorded a column over a month ago, I have been wet nursing 9 domestic ducks, 20 mallard ducklings, and 10 guinea hen chicks. And I do mean wet nursing. Ducklings are hands down the messiest baby birds on the planet. Whether mallards or domestic ducks, all use their beaks like shovels, scooping up drinking water from their fountains and flinging it over their backs until not a drop is left to drink. Keeping a duckling pen dry is a futile, constant job. Thus, along with the duck starter, duck grower, and assorted layette items needed, I also ordered 10 bales of lovely golden straw to strew daily on the floor of their jumbo kiddie pool. Yes, I said kiddie pool. For years, I brooded chickens and ducks and even turkeys and geese in a big blue plastic kiddie pool, covered by a brown tarp and fitted out with a heat lamp clipped to the underside of an old metal walker. It's a dandy brooder, unless I go nuts and order far more than a dozen birds at a time, which I always do, of course. And that's why now I have 2 jumbos and 1 mini kiddie pool tricked out to grow happy hens and ducks. And still, just about the time the ducklings are growing their pin feathers, the pools become soggy swamps of soiled straw within seconds of mucking them out and renewing their innards with clean stuff. And there's at least a month to go before I can put the mallards out on the pond without risking hypothermia. See, since there's no mommy duck keeping them warm and in the process making their feathers nice and oily and water repellent, they need their adult feathers to prevent water from soaking them to the skin. High maintenance doesn't even begin to describe raising wild mallards. But this year, I got a long overdue inspired thought. What if I chucked the kiddie pools and simply made a big compound out of straw bales? I could prop up the bales so that the wastewater wouldn't make them wet and useless for future use. Plus, I could expand the size of the compound easily at the first sign that the birds were outgrowing it. So, I did just that. The straw bales make lovely seating, and I spend way too much time out in the garage now, sitting and chatting up my kids as they drink, bathe, eat, and practice their quacking. Putting in visiting time makes a difference with the guinea chicks I got this year for the first time ever. They seem to be born terrified, so it's taken a good month for them to quit freaking out each time I refill their food bowl. What do I mean by freaking out? Well, picture a dozen softballs covered with pretty speckled gray and brown feathers spinning out in all directions, mainly towards your face. Each feathered ball has 2 long pink legs with sharp claws and a pinhead atop a short skinny neck. The beak on that head is open, and a sound like fingernails on a blackboard plus a joke cell phone tone comes out of that beak. And that would be a guinea hen freaking out. So why, you ask, would I want such creatures? Well, they eat lots and lots of bugs, especially ticks. They also pluck obnoxious bugs and slugs off garden plants without digging up roots. They sound their ear-splitting alarm if predators or strangers set paw or foot on the property. And their solid dark meat is, I am told, quite tasty. Now, if only I can resist giving any of them names, perhaps I can one day find out if that last item is true. With the hottest days of summer upon us, it's unlikely that I'll be given the guineas or ducklings much of my time. The garage is just too tropical. And after 20-plus years of living here, anything over 75 degrees reduces my brain cells to primordial ooze. I figure that I'll have just enough oomph to clean, water, and feed them. Plus do the same for the rabbits, the chickens, and the goats. None of which earn their keep in any obvious way, as do the tick-gobbling guinea hens. The way I see it, though, beauty is enough reason to have these critters. That, and the endless supply of column material coming from coop and barn and pond. For WTIP, this is Vicki Biggs Anderson with Magnetic North.